Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Well, hello again. It's Angel B. Hartwell, your host for the Leading Visionaries podcast. Today is another Think About It Thursday minisode. Today, my topic is all about transparency. But before we get to the topic, I want to celebrate that we have 29 countries now downloading, and our latest three countries are Peru, Brazil, and India. So we want to welcome all of our new listeners from Peru, Brazil, and India. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share the show with people in your circles that you think might benefit from our content. So today we're going to talk about transparency. And I want to speak about transparency and why it is important for you as the leading visionary to be able to and to actually commit to being transparent. We no longer live in a world where too many people can get away without getting caught out if they aren't being transparent. And one of the challenges that often shows up when we step into a leadership role is we have a belief system that we have to show up a certain way in our business, in our vision creation process. We have to show up a certain way and we require ourselves, we like set ourselves up to show up a certain way in front of our team and then maybe a different way in front of our investors and maybe a third way in front of the general public or the buying public. And what this does is it's actually a huge drag on your energy because you are manufacturing, you're manufacturing a projection of who you are and what you stand for in each of those different areas. And, you know, sometimes you project something even different when you're at home. So I'm going to encourage you to really consider the value, and really more than just the value, but the liberation that you are able to feel when you can simply show up exactly as you are in any circumstance. Now, I'm not saying that when you're in front of investors that you don't want to show up, you know, professionally and confident. And I'm not saying when you show up in front of your team members that you're not going to show up with some kind of vision for them to get their hands on and support you and bring you into reality. And I'm not saying that you're not going to show up in front of the general public with some integrity in terms of consistency and how you're communicating. What I'm saying here is if you are different, like markedly different in all of those places and spaces where you're showing up, ultimately something's gonna crack. Something's gonna give. You know, a team member might get disgruntled and quit and, you know, put stuff out into the general public that, you know, lets the general public know who you really are behind the scenes. Or you could have a crack in your relationship with your investors by being less than transparent with them. And then if they find out, you know, things are not as you are believing or helping them to believe that they are, they could pull their investment money. So I want to encourage you, if you feel this, I don't know, programming, let's call it programming, social conditioning, programming, to show up a certain way, to behave a certain way, to project a certain level of success that may not actually be there, or to project a certain level of authority that you may not naturally, authentically really be feeling, Your vulnerability is actually more powerful. Your transparency is actually more powerful than all of these projections. And we live in a time where more and more people are more and more sensitive to being able to look at someone or listen to someone and tell. You can tell when something is slightly off. And if you have a great big vision that you are attempting to bring into reality, it is going to be a vehicle to trigger all of your stuff. And it is also going to be a vehicle by which people are going to be assessing. The outside world is going to be assessing you, and as is your inner circle, your team. Everyone's going to be assessing all the time, especially if we have a lot of money involved in the situation, because money just amplifies everything. So if you are projecting, money is going to amplify the cracks in the foundation there. And if you're transparent and vulnerable, then money is going to support you in achieving and receiving the kind of support that you actually need. And sometimes the support that we need really has less to do with the financial support and more to do with the emotional, mental, mindset, energetic support that will allow us to really own our greatness, to own our confidence, to own our certainty in our vision, to own our belief in its possibility. Being a visionary is you're literally bringing the unknown into materialization. And so you're already challenged by having to explain and articulate and enroll people in seeing and knowing and feeling what you know is possible that is yet to be tangible, is yet to be tangible. So we're already in a situation where it's the level of your confidence and your certainty and your vulnerability that will actually enroll support, that will actually invite more people in to bring life to your vision and will actually invite more financial support in if it is a vision that investors feel is going to be worthy of them investing in. And that's why the practice, we're going to invite you today, I'm going to invite you today to do a little practice. And so here's what I'd like you to do. If you're in a place where you can take out a piece of paper, great. And if not, maybe you can take out a piece of paper later and just do this in your head while you're listening. So the first thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to write down or question yourself, how can I be more transparent with my team? How can I be more transparent with my team? And sometimes, you know, being transparent with your team means letting your team know when you feel like they've let you down. And sometimes being more transparent with your team means letting your team know that you're feeling overwhelmed and you need more support. And sometimes being transparent with your team means informing your team that, you know, the finances aren't happening the way they need to in order to cover them, to compensate them fully. I remember during the pandemic, there was a guy I noticed on Twitter. His name is Dan. I can't remember his last name, but he's the owner of Gravity Payments. And one of the things that Dan did at Gravity Payments during the pandemic, when things were all going sideways, and a lot of his business is, you know, restaurants, I think, is a lot of the processing that he does for Gravity Payments. One of the things that he did was he, you know, let everybody on the team know that everybody was going to need to understand that the money situation was shifting rapidly. And because he was willing to be transparent, because he was willing to inform his team, because he was willing, he's also, you know, one of these CEOs who has cut his own pay significantly and has established a minimum $70,000 salary for pretty much everybody who works for Gravity Payments. So he is an outspoken advocate of correct CEO compensation and correctly compensating his team and his employees. He's already, you know, been out there and been seen and heard in the marketplace as a proponent of that. So when the pandemic happened, he went to his team and he said, hey, we're in trouble. Like, everybody's in trouble. The whole world is in trouble right now. And here's what I need to do in order to see us through, to see us through. And every single one of his team members took the cut in pay and stayed on with him. And then obviously when the, you know, pandemic has unrolled itself out of the collective panic that we were all in during that time, things have evened out and he has been able to restore people to what they were being compensated at before. But imagine if he had just like sucked it up and said, oh, I'm not going to say anything. We're just going to see if we can keep going. You know, he bought so much loyalty from his team and from his clients and customers, because his clients and customers were then assured that whatever business they were able to do with him was still going to be, everything was still going to be functional. So where can you be more transparent with your team? Let's start with that question. And then the next two questions, where can you be more transparent with your investors? And where can you be more transparent with the general public? And we're running out of time here today, but what I'd love is if you would send me your answers. And if you are interested in finding out more about how I might be able to support you as a consultant to your business to help you to get your vision out of the air and onto the ground, please reach out to me via our website. There's a link right there on leadingvisionariespodcast.com to connect with me and or a member of my team for a complimentary consulting appointment that you would apply to qualify for. I would love to have a conversation with you to see if I might be a fit to support you and your team in getting your vision out of the air and onto the ground, and especially in supporting you to be more transparent. Thanks for tuning in. I look forward to talking to you again in another couple of weeks on Think About It Thursday.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.